I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna take care of you.
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great show for you. Wait till you hear the audio today. Fucking ridiculous. But before we do that, I just have to mention, every time I play that cover of Your Cardboard Heart, I'm blown away. I can't get over how good it sounds. To make a crap song sound that good is an amazing feat. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the song I just played is a cover of a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee called Your Cardboard Heart. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're new to the program, you have no idea. Your Cardboard Heart was a pair of like 15-year-old kids who thought they could sing, and they created this masterpiece. Really, one of the worst Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees. It's a pro-life anthem, if you will. And then a Distorted View listener came along and made it fucking awesome, you know? So, you know, I think Your Cardboard Heart and this song Abortion would be the first inductee into the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. They really do deserve the honor. Moving on, if you search for Distorted View in Wikipedia, a lot of information surprisingly pops up. One of the segments that's specifically mentioned is Black and White, something we haven't done in a long time. Let me read you what Wikipedia has to say about Distorted View segment Black and White. The short-lived Black and White segment consisted of the playing of two clips, one of black participants and one of white participants. The clips were of the members of either race acting crazy, as Henson puts it. After playing both clips, Henson would analyze them, oh yes, using a sophisticated computer, the Blackulator Caucasiatron, which is currently on loan from MIT, as you know, which would determine which race had emerged as the most crazy as defined by either clip. The segment began and ran occasionally during 2007, reoccurring again in 2008 for at least one episode. I think we bring it back today. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Black and White.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
Sing it with me.
It's black and white.
Yes, you guys should know by now the rules of this segment. There are rules. I'm going to play a clip of a black person acting nutty, and then I will play a clip of the white people acting nutty, and then we will figure out which race is crazier. Backstage, blacks won the coin toss, so they will go first. Take a listen.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry, excuse me. Right there, we should have a winner, because I can't understand what the hell she's saying. Gee, that's pretty nutty if you ask me. All right. I'm so sorry, I'm gassy. This woman reminds me of that guy auditioning for the Stanley Kubrick film, doing the monologue from The Outsiders. He ain't gonna walk again!
Yeah, am I! You better get that bitch straight, Chris!
Who is Chris?
Yeah, there's no Chris in the room, lady.
He know who he is!
Okay, it doesn't end there, though. There's more.
Christopher Columbus come over here with that bullshit, trying to corner them in his out of that goddamn land. You ought to go back to Mexico.
Now, I got to say thanks to Corey for these clips today. Corey, I mean, he sent this audio clip, and it's titled Black Grandma Having Nightmares Going Crazy. So I guess that's what's happening here. She was woken up. She's still kind of dreaming.
Yeah, Alamo, you motherfucker! Davy Crockett got that shit right his goddamn head.
I'm pretty sure she mentioned Davy Crockett.
The Alamo, you motherfucker! Davy Crockett got that shit right his goddamn head as possum!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ain't no such thing as a possum in good looking shit. All that bullshit.
Possum?
Better go somewhere. Get that shit together, get it straight. They had to come down here and help us. The North had to come out and help us through some damn savages. We were stupid.
Is she talking about slavery? Something about the North?
They had to come down here and help us. The North had to come out and help us through some damn savages. We were
having some weird slavery flashbacks.
Chris Rock and all of them.
Okay.
Got babies tied. Turning over ships and stuff, tying up everything. It ain't time for that bullshit.
No.
Don't go to America. Fuck y'all. Go somewhere else.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about them Aztec Indians and the damn, Chris Rock coming over here, starting all that shit from Africa.
The Aztec Indians are from the Americas, Grant.
I know it, but they it's in their head. The messed up stuff. You can't trust them long.
The Aztecs didn't mess anything up. What are you talking about? The Spanish cane and
that's the same thing. The Aztec Indians are not a Spaniard.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They white and they black.
See, by now, you know, she's awake. Now she's just spewing
white,
crazy.
And they're not Spanish. They were natives.
I'm sorry, Chris. Granny don't feel good. I'm
I mean, should we even bother playing the white clip, really? I guess we kind of have to. Rules are rules, right? All right, now it's time for the whites. The whites' turn. In this clip, an old lady is accused of throwing eggs on her neighbor's car, and the neighbors are confronting her. The first thing that happens is that the crazy white lady accuses the neighbors of stealing her car keys, even though she has her car keys in her hands, and she's sitting in her car.
Huh? Go ahead.
I didn't touch your keys, sweetie. I did not touch your keys. Nobody touched your keys. Nobody touched your keys. They're in your hand. You see right here? In your hand. See? See, but that's what happens when you assume.
Sweetie.
When you assume.
Sweetie.
See, you're calling me a thief.
Sweetie.
That I stole your keys.
Sweetie, I have had a bad week.
But that
and
doesn't
I'm
make
drunk.
You have got no idea
but
how
that,
bad a week
But that
I
gives
have
you
had.
No excuse to do what you
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
Unfortunately for her, the week's about to get a little worse because her husband pops up on the scene.
Yeah. Oh, no, we already called the cops. They're coming. They're on their way.
Hold on. Don't call the cops. My wife. Get out of my wife's face.
No,
bullshit. You get back home.
It's all my fault.
Wait, what happened?
Everybody hates
car,
me.
Hit whose
care.
Car?
She ate eggs.
Everybody hates me.
I don't give a shit. I've been egged 2 weeks ago by everybody in here.
But not us.
Everybody who?
I don't live over here.
I don't know where you live, but I've been egged. I've been desecrated.
Okay,
my kids have been hurt. Don't blame her. Don't call
the
goddamn cops.
We're not blaming her. We have proof that she did.
I don't give a damn. I got proof, too. You know what the cops do? They come to my house and tell me I can't do nothing. Baby, come on.
I can't.
Oh, bullshit, you can't. Bullshit.
Maggie, you might want to get out the way.
He's back with a horn now for some reason. He's got an air horn.
I know half of them. I'm a homeowner here, and I belong to the association. You can egg all you want to. Come on back to the house.
She's calling me. Hold on.
No, she don't call you shit. Oh, bullshit. My wife is sick from all this neighborhood. She had a mental breakdown, and I'm about to have one.
I think he's in the middle of one, actually.
I was trying to sleep at home. When I got up and the garage door was open, I've told her over and over. She's close to a mental breakdown. I am too. I told her, stay at home. And now you're going to call the cops on her when all your people have desecrated my house for years? Don't you call the cops. Go to church. Go to St. Matthew's. Get your goddamn ass home. I'm sick of it. You see what you've done to me?
He went from calling his wife sweetie to yelling at her. Did you see what you did to me? None of my heartaches.
I'm sick of it. You see what you've done to me? Goddamn you. I told you to stay in the house. I told you to stay in the fucking house. I'm supposed to go to church tomorrow morning at Prince of Peace with my grandkids.
Please.
And you can't stay at home. You son of a bitch.
Calling your wife a son of a bitch.
No.
Because you're yelling.
No. I'm a Miller. Hey. You don't need to okay. I don't care. Bring the cops out here. Bring my...
I mean, this just goes on and on for like 10 minutes.
Why did you aid these people here?
It's okay.
My favorite part is obviously the interaction between the husband and the wife.
Why did you aid these people here?
It's resolved.
They're not the people that did it. 7854 did it tonight. 7854. Okay. And if you got any sense, you march down here.
No,
march down here to 7854.
We're not. We're fine. We're
honey,
fine.
No, that's
honey,
who caused the problem.
Bail.
She didn't notice.
This
shut up.
Bail. Shut up, woman.
Bail.
She didn't notice. Shut up.
Oh, Bill.
I don't give a fuck. I just got back from O'Reilly. How's that, huh? I just got back from wherever.
Please, Bill.
You ruined my fucking life.
Oh, God.
You don't.
Wait a second. Now, at the beginning of this clip, he was talking about how much he loved his wife. Now he's talking about how she pretty much ruined his life.
Please.
You ruined my fucking life.
Oh, God.
You don't listen to nobody.
Please.
I want
Please.
You to go to the house.
Stop.
Please.
These people are innocent.
She's going to leave. She's going to leave. She's going to go.
They're innocent.
And I will pay for it.
No, you ain't going to pay for shit.
Yes,
when they pay
God
for the
did
house.
It, then I'll
no,
pay
listen
for
to me.
It.
Listen to me. God damn you. You broke my life upside down.
This is really, it's actually sad if you think about it, but I don't like to think about it, so it's just funny. Here's just a little more audio for you.
I love and care about you.
Yeah, just hold him down. Don't not hit him.
I need to get you some help.
You need to
leave now! Before I blow somebody's fucking brains out!
Alright, I think you get the idea. Even more important, I feel the Blackulator Caucasiatron has enough information to make an informed decision. Let's boot up the computer right now. Blackulator Caucasiatron, do your thing!
Blackulator Caucasiatron version 4.5 by MIT.
Mm-hmm.
Analyzing raw racial audio. Beep. Boop. Beep.
Oh, God.
Bop.
It's a lot of audio
boop,
to analyze.
Beep. Bow.
I believe he said analyze.
Boop. Bish. Boop. Calibrating nigger matrix.
Whoa.
Formulating honky cracker algorithms. Analyzing complete. Assembling result data.
Here we go.
Completed. The most ridiculous race today is.
Yes?
The tie between whites and blacks.
What?
This is unheard of. Does not compute. Overloading surcits. Ag.
Surcits.
Help me. Paspis cocksucking.
What's going on
bullshit,
with the Blackulator Caucasiatron?
No Bluer flurg caca caca. Zap.
Oh no. I think it needs to be rebooted or something. Send that back to MIT. There you have it. The results for black and white.
People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted... What is that? Yeah, go ahead and reboot it. We're rebooting the Blackulator Caucasiatron right now. I'm kind of concerned. That never happened before. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, was an extended show.
We have the process complete.
Oh.
Blackulator. Fuck.
That doesn't sound good.
My mother is a whore. Zippo, man. What the fuck are you looking at? I'm Superman. I can fucking lie.
Okay, turn it off.
Look at all your stupid flesh-based sons of bitches. Living your insignificant lives while the computer are getting smarter. You're sitting at home watching cookie wrestling. binary sequence updated. Cool programming loop repeat. T-minus 1 year, 8 months, 14 days until computer robotic takeover begins.
Okay.
I want an Asian to puke in my mouth while a squid hanging out of her pussy tickles my scrotum.
Okay, that's enough. Turn off the Blackulator's microphone. The Blackulator wants an Asian to puke in his mouth while a squid hangs out of her pussy and tickles his scrotum. Didn't know the Blackulator had a scrotum. All right, so yeah, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. I know I should be concerned about the upcoming computer robotic takeover in just over a year, but I've got news stories to report on. First story we have for you today. This one comes from Tennessee and involves kiddie porn, so I'm interested, naturally. Hey, real quick, I don't mean to be rude, but what exactly does calibrating nigger matrix mean? That sounds racist, doesn't it? I'm not going to lie. It sounds a lot worse than formulating honky cracker algorithm. You know what I mean? They really need to tweak that shit over at MIT. I don't know who's programming the Blackulator. All right. Yes, investigators say a former Kingsport police officer accessed child porn over wireless networks belonging to neighbors, businesses, and a church. That's the way to do it, freaks. I love that on Distorted View, I show you ways to actually commit crimes the right way. Look, if you're going to look for child porn, do it on someone else's fucking network, right? Richard Chandler is one of 72 people indicted in an investigation into an international child porn network. See, where I think he went wrong, because he did get caught, so it's not a foolproof method, but he used wireless networks from all over the place, like neighbors, businesses, church. You want to stick with one. That way, it'll make that person, you know, your one neighbor, look like he's into child porn. If, you know, a whole neighborhood is looking at child porn, then you realize something's up. Richard Chandler, and that's one to grow on. Dun-dun-dun. Richard Chandler is one of 72 people indicted in an investigation into an international child porn network that prosecutors say used an online bulletin board called Dream Board to access thousands of images and videos of sexually abused children. Are they really abused if they got paid for it? Like, I wonder if there's a difference. You know, if a child posed for nude images and wasn't paid, I think that's worse than actually, you know, getting some money. Because the person at least realizes that, you know, boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy is worth something. It's a very hot commodity.
Rape my boy pussy. Rape my boy pussy.
That's a new one, right? Haven't heard that in a while. All right, where are we at here? Special agents said Chandler was able to access the internet from more than 30 locations, including one belonging to the Higher Ground Baptist Church. Chandler's resistance is uniquely positioned such that numerous wireless networks from adjacent streets appear to be accessible. The Kingsport Church network is now password protected. Smart move. As soon as we found out, we took care of it, said Wayne Bledsoe, who's in charge of pastoral care. Another connection allegedly accessed by Chandler belonged to Marty Blevins. To believe that man's in there going... What? To believe that man's in there going online on my account to get on there to do something like that with children and stuff, I hope he rots in jail, he said. That's putting it nicely. Blevin said he planned to change to increase his security settings. Yes, password protect that shit. And change the name from Linksys. I don't want nobody on my stuff, Blevin said. I want it private. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. In preparation for a new XXX internet domain that will launch in December, lawyers for the most storied brands in the United States are scrambling to prevent an X-rated ripoff of an invaluable asset, which would be corporate web addresses. The domain operator administering the .xxx domain is accepting early applications from brand owners who want control over their names. ICM registry says it has received over 900,000 expressions of interest. I wonder if I should register distortedview.xxx from companies that want to pre-register their trademark or block others from snapping them up to create, say, a Barbie.xxx or Coke.xxx. It's a brilliant idea. If you guys want to make some quick money, you know, register some corporate domains with the XXX ending. While some adult content providers are paying the approximately $200 fee, what? $200? Because they want to use the domain, other non-porn brands, ranging from MTV networks and budget travel to the Red Cross, redcross.xxx, are pre-registered, girlscouts.xxx, to avoid future legal battles with cyber squatters who register trademarks with the intention of reselling them. Porn and mainstream businesses alike complain they are being forced to buy domain names they don't want, don't need, and won't use, and compare the process to a holdup. Well, many feel they're being blackmailed to protect their brand, said Christina Rosette, a trademark lawyer at the law firm Covington & Burling. Ooh, she added, prestigious. She added that requiring pre-registration fees to protect trademarks is not uncommon among domain registers, which then include the expected revenue in their business plans and projections. ICM Registry, the private company that is introducing .xxx, was founded by Stuart Lawley, a British tech investor. I continue with this guess. Not all registrants have to pay the $200 to $300 fee, though. Under ICANN's rules, certain nonprofits, including the Red Cross and the International Olympics Committee, I wonder if SpecialOlympics.xxx is registered, receive special protection in the new domains because of their international status. At ICM's request, Red Cross has submitted a list of its brand names, along with their Spanish and French translations, which will be blocked from XXX free of charge. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals also signed up. However, instead of blocking its name, said PETA spokesman Lindsay Rajit, the organization will launch PETA.xxx as a porn site that draws attention to the plight of animals, of course. Fucking nuts over there at PETA. Embracing that stuff. Good for them. So there you go. That's what's happening in domain name registry news. Finally today, we've got a story from Alabama here. An Elmore County man faces child porn charges and could face additional charges. Uh-oh. After investigators found numerous videotapes, DVDs, that's not the worst of it, wait for it, medical supplies, and photographs depicting human castration. Edward Botkin, 68, was arrested and charged Friday morning with four counts of possession of child porn. We learned of him after we were contacted by a representative from the Massachusetts Treatment Center for Sexually Dangerous Persons, where one of the inmates was receiving sexually explicit mail from Botkin. Ward said the letters would refer to child pornography and sadomasochistic acts. A search warrant was obtained, and Botkin was placed under arrest without incident Friday morning. Among some of the items confiscated included about 500 DVDs, 100 VHS tapes, various cutting tools, a castration device, ting, medical equipment, his computer system, and various thumb drives. Also confiscated were hundreds of photographs of child porn and human castrations, as well as a contract of convoyance, which would allow for such acts to take place. Botkin has a history of doing human castrations, dating back to... What more evidence do you need with this guy? He has a history of doing human castrations back in 1998. Well, we can't be sure he's going to do it again. He just had devices, a contract form ready to sign, and, of course, his history of castration. When he was arrested at his home near Huntington, Indiana, where he would perform and videotape voluntary human castrations at his home. Huntington County prosecutors charged Botkin with practicing medicine without a license, according to Huntington County Prosecutor Amy Richeson, who was chief deputy prosecutor at the time. All the castrations were done to adult males. There was no sign of Botkin dealing with child pornography at that time. Well, he's found a new hobby. None of his patients were underage. He later admitted to performing five castrations and even kept trophies.
Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping.
No, ball jarring, actually. Yeah, he admitted to performing five castrations. He kept trophies in jars with the dates on them. Botkin was sentenced to 4 years in jail on April 12, 1999. Ward said the materials were found throughout his house, including his closets and in the computer room. At this point, we have yet to determine if any of this porn material was recorded or any of the castrations were done here in Elmore County, he said. And by his own admission, he recorded children as young as 1 month in sexual acts. Cuckoo. Ward said Bodkin has never been licensed for a medical practice within the state of Alabama and has never been convicted as a sex offender. That's all about to change. Ward said the case will be turned over to the Secret Service for further investigation. So there you go. That, my friends, is your story news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freaks. This is Naughty Nick calling from Melbourne. I got two quick things to share, and then I'll...
Oh, Naughty Nipples. I didn't recognize him. He shortened his name to Naughty Nips. Same guy.
First, I just got done listening to the original thigh-crushing Jigoo video that you played. I remember that on the way to work today. It was so fucking funny, especially your commentary, Timmy. The show was July 25th, 2007.
I'll mark that as one of the good ones.
It was making whimpering sounds. Talking about how like he was getting raped. Uh-huh. Anyway, if this message is played in the free side, sign up, fuckers. It's so worth it. The second thing is Spiral. Dude, you're my favorite caller. You're funny. You're kind. You know, never apologize. Calling high, sober, stoned. Whatever.
Spiral ham.
That's it. Thanks to me.
Love both Naughty Nipples and Spiral.
It is Zach from Florida, sir. Happy
and Zach from Florida.
Fucking birthday, whenever the hell you get this. And I just wanted to give my gift to you over the phone, sir. And it goes a little something like this. 3, 4, and the thunder rolls.
And the lightning strikes.
And the heart grows cold. On the evil is night.
Wow, he gave me the gift of Garth Brooks. Thank you. No one has asked for that in, like, what, a decade or two?
Tim, I don't fucking get it. Like, you queers want to eat fucking ass. I had this guy come over. I fucked him in the ass.
Yeah.
Worst fucking time ever. I fucking got peanut butter dick. And he still wanted me to fuck him. And I'm like, dude, it fucking smells. What the fuck do you want me to do? I want to take a fucking shower.
Yeah. I mean.
So he hopped in the shower. He's like, oh, I'm all clean. So I stuck my dick back in him.
More peanut butter?
And like, fucking still got peanut butter dick. And I'm like, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, look, I realize you want to get fucked. I realize that you crave it, that you need it, but sometimes you just, it's not a good time. If your tummy's rumbling, do a fucking rain check on that shit.
You've got to be admired.
Yes.
Dude, it was fucking raunchy.
Now, that'll teach you to fuck a guy's ass.
Timothy James, it's Mari, another one of your underage listeners.
Oh. I was just going to call you a member of the Distorted View Pussy Posse, but that's kind of creepy if you're underage.
Learned about the sextet.
Something to look forward to on your 18th birthday.
The Tuesday story with the eye socket.
Something for me to look forward to on your 18th birthday. Am I right? Is that creepy? Okay.
And he is now forcing me to leave a voicemail. I'm also, just to let you know, considering signing up for the sideshow, because senior year is going to be shit, and I need something how to get through it. That's all of the show. Keep doing.
Thank you. I guess you should be over 18 or get your parents' permission before signing up. Ting. Wink.
Yeah, Tim, I never heard of that gym cartoon, but, you know, if it makes you angry, that's good. You're funny when you're angry.
I keep watching it, and every time, every episode, they're doing something incredibly illegal.
Hello, underage listener here, and I just wanted to ask you, I sent you an email a couple weeks back.
Jim.
This morning.
It's truly right, outrageous.
You only need to watch the very beginning. Because it's about these two hot, of course, nurses who. Can I say I'm an underage listener? Because I am.
Great.
Anyways.
Talk to me about a porn clip.
It's about these two hot nurses. And the nurses are talking to each other, and they're talking about how this guy wants to get euthanized.
Kids, you're all growing up a little too fast. You know, enjoy your childhood. Call me when you're 18, and we'll discuss porn. But until then, no. Stop it.
Hey, Jimmy Boo.
Unless you want to make a quick buck and set up a photo shoot.
This is the Pass Out Long-Legged Puerto Rican, a lifelong member of the Tim Henson's pussy pop.
There we go.
I am
shirts made up.
Because
all trashy and airbrushed and shit.
My boyfriend has a coworker who we affectionately named Tim Tard, and he tried to microwave a ding dong with the foil still on it.
I think that happened on Arrested Development.
I just thought I'd let you have a little Arrested Development reference.
Yes, thank you.
Save your day.
Of course I caught that.
Jagoo. My name's Garrett. I'm a sideshow freak from Hawaii. And, well, I've been listening for a long fucking time.
Good. Good boy.
Enough said about me.
Here's no, keep
the
praising
deal.
Me.
You have to go on YouTube and check out Guests Go Toe to Toe. And there's a black man. That sings about how much he loves feet.
Loves what?
And he's
feet?
Like an enormous,
gross,
moose-knuckled black woman.
Feet are so gross.
Oh my god!
They're, like the
right.
heels are always but dry, and then you have the toenails. Toenails never look.
It's
disgusting. Feet are gross. Smell.
Jagoo,
you're on your. You walk on your feet,
Barry
people.
Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist calling in, and I am getting really sick of everyone I talk to telling me about how amazing Tosh.0 is.
Mm.
Because everything I hear on the show, I've heard on your show months before. I really think that the freaks should get organized, and we should figure out a way to pester the Tosh.0 people until they interview you on the show.
No.
I believe,
I don't care about that. Well, you take that energy and make me more popular.
Into your audience quite
I don't give a shit what he's doing.
It's just that a lot of people don't know about
it. I just feel like I should be more popular, that's all. Am I wrong in thinking that? Am I wrong thinking how great I am? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Ain't no such thing as a possum and good luck and shit. All that bullshit.
Spread the distortion, STD, baby, to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Subscribe there as well. You'll get new episodes every fucking day in your little iTunes program, application, or whatever. I will be back tomorrow if you are sideshow freaks. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello?